Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. It was a very somber weekend, certainly in France, after what happened at Charlie Hebdo. But a lot of what you're going to hear this hour has to do with that and the shock of what happened and at the time of being on the search for the gunman, which ended in a crazy hail full of bullets. And they're still searching for one person and, of course, trying to connect the dots to all of this, and pretty much right away knew some of what happened. I think the sad thing here, though, is just you realize as you look at Paris, hey, what about in the United States? Knock on wood, with the worst day of my life, 9/11, having been in New York, working in New York, and watching the aftermath of that. Certainly, we see that and really feel for those people having gone through something horrific ourselves here in the United States, but it's been such a long time. And I asked this question last week: do you still feel safe? Do you feel like we've taken a breath or let our guard down? I can tell you from what I know from my sources, certainly that's not the case. And then, of course, we all paused when Ed Snowden dumped on us that, guess what? Everybody's being spied on. What about that metadata? And then it becomes the dance of how much is too much? How much of your rights do you want to give up versus how much do we, want to do whatever is necessary to protect the United States? And I can tell you, I would not want to wake up and find that some of my friends had been killed in an editorial meeting because they're journalists who have a satirical bent, which is still so unbelievably shocking to me. But, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, they did the cartoons on the Prophet Muhammad, which more power to them. They satirized lots of people. I've said this several times. Certainly French heads of state were up for grabs. Other athletes, people who had done some crazy, ridiculous things. So it wasn't a magazine or a newspaper that lampooned just the Prophet Muhammad. And there were only a few occasions where that happened. They had been firebombed. The editor had somebody that was trailing him to protect him. But, you know, look what we find. You know, look what we find out. There's still ways. If somebody wants to get to you, there's still a way to get to you. And they had planned that. And it sounds to me like it was very, very, very methodical. Because how would they know all the names of the people? How did they basically know where to go? And once inside, separated, called out names, and then it became a sad bloodbath after that. We have a follow-up to Air Asia. Remember that plane that was missing? And, of course, you know that the divers have been looking for things. Well, they found the black box flight recorders of the plane that crashed about, last week with 162 people on board. They couldn't retrieve the black box immediately from the seabed because it was stuck under a whole bunch of debris from the main part of the plane, but they were able to do that. The recorders, they say, were like 100 feet below, and they're going to try to shift the position of the wreckage to the access to the black box. So from there, if it fails, they say they're going to lift up the main body using the same balloon technique that lifted up the plane. I know it sounds kind of convoluted, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks. It was really 2 weeks ago, a crazy couple of weeks where they had bad weather, huge waves, had hopes of finding people. Then sadly, they found bodies, but at least there's closure for those people. And the black box, you hope, will offer some definitive answers as to what happened. 48 bodies in all have been found at this point, and, you know, they hope to recover more. they say some are trapped in the cabin, so, you know, reaching the whole wreckage is part of that whole deal. But again, the key, and me telling you this, is if you hadn't heard it, the black box has been found, that they've got the, you know, they've got the black box, and that's important because they may be able to figure out what it was. The cause of the crash is unknown, and once again, Indonesia's crazy aviation industry is under a big fat microscope, as it should be. A lot of Americans travel to Asia and travel to Indonesia and all Singapore and various parts, and it does give you a little bit of pause because you often would jump on planes like AirAsia or Malaysian Air to go over to an island to go someplace else. And, I mean, of course, we know the old saying that it's easier to get hit by a car than to be in a plane wreck, but tell that to the families of the people who have had to deal with this. And, man, it's, like I said, it's about that black box and finding out the reason. Finding out the reason is the key thing that will help in futuristic flights. So that if there is weather, if there is bad weather and someone's climbing and requesting a climb, that they can, you know, that there may be something that happened in that flight that can aid other pilots, certainly. And then plus there's the closure part. Okay, here's what happened. This is why this went down. It was mechanical failure. It was something with the pilot. It was a combination of a couple things that happened that's just awful. And this is why it happened. And I think that's important, very, very important for the for aviation, for pilots, and for future passengers. Anything you can do to make those flights, to me, anything you can do to make those flights safer, boy, that much better than for any of us who are traveling. And then how about this? I read this over the weekend. You know, we talk about population growth and how big the United States has grown, but just some of the big areas where economically there's growth, but so it's pulling people in. And of course, if I say that to you, where do you think we're seeing a big shift in population? Would you not say North Dakota? Of course, right? North Dakota. And check this out, though. The other one is District of Columbia, because people are headed there. You know, that's North Dakota and the District of Columbia. And all but six states, Alaska, Connecticut, Illinois, New Mexico, Vermont, West Virginia, grew overall with people. Got bigger, baby. 38 had smaller increases than the year before. And this is a state line analysis. This is where this stuff comes from. I saw it in the Washington Post, but it's a state line analysis of census figures. So it covers the period ending in June 2013 to the beginning of July 2014, and there was a smaller group of immigrants, and they say that's one reason for a modest growth there. But overall population growth is concentrated. Are you listening to everyone in the South and the West? It's concentrated in the South and the West, and that states in those areas have added 5,600 people a day between 2013 and 2014, compared with less than 900 per day in the Northeast and the Midwest. So despite a net loss in movers, most states in the Northeast and Midwest had just modest population increases. All right, hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're coming back with more. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black.
So here it is, Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Will he be booted or does he hang on to his gavel? Louis Gohmert, congressman from Texas, wants in because so many people were disappointed in what happened with the speaker who currently has that gig, the guy I just mentioned, Boehner. He may end up crying tears in his beer when it's all said and done. Will it be a struggle or not? There are a group of Republicans who are bailing. He needs at least 218 votes in the House to hang on to the speakership. He may lose it. It might not be to Gohmert. It might be to somebody else. But it could end up being a wild revote nomination, all that kind of stuff. And he ends up just losing it in a wild blaze of glory in the end. I don't know that he hangs on to the Speaker of the House. People were frustrated with the tail end of what happened. Hardcore Republicans do not like what was shoved down their throat at the tail end of the year, despite that the fact that it would have shut down the government and we would have gone through that whole rigmarole of the fairy tale line of that. But it didn't happen because Boehner didn't hold their feet to the fire, didn't hold the president's feet to the fire, and caved in, saying that it would be better to have the Republican Senate and the new members of the House that just added to the chunk that they already had to go after the immigration, to go after the executive action there, and put on the funding of the government the fact that the Department of Homeland Security would only be funded through February. So this is one of the big things that's going to happen when everybody's back at work on Monday, coming back into D.C. Grim, how are you?
I'm fine there. How was your New Year's there, Kate?
It was good. It was good. It's, you know, the ball dropped, and we're still all here, and now it's 2015, and it seems like 2014 blew by, and we're into another year.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that.
You kind of open a big can of worms, you know, with everything that's going on to start the first of the season off, or first of the year off. But, you know, if I'm fishing, I'm going to put a lot of worms on here. You want... talk about politics now. We play a little game here. You mentioned to me, I'll say, like one of the presidential candidates, and I'll give you a one-word description.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the Republican side, they're just lining up. You know, you got Chris Christie. You got, what would you say for Chris Christie? What are his chances?
Chris Christie. I just say career politician.
Yeah. He's not going to make it, though. I don't see him really being there in the end, but some people have argued with me that he reaches out to the common man with his weight struggles and everything else, but I don't think so. I don't think he cuts across the demographics of conservatives or, you know, pick a lane. I think he's trying to straddle different lanes, which that was the problem with the bridge, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, for Hillary Clinton, Whitewater.
Yeah, well, you know, Whitewater, that all that stuff gets regurgitated. That's the thing with a Clinton or a Bush. You know, you could look at family legacies and some positives, and then you could also dredge up other things that have happened. And that's one of the things Jeb Bush is trying to make sure everything is clean in his closet. He's dumping out of boards. He's making sure everything is above board so that he can sail right into it.
Yeah, like I said, you can use just about one term for each one of these candidates. We don't really have any. I mean, I would love, and you probably heard this too, I would love to see Mr. Sessions become speaker.
But he,
Alabama.
Yeah. I don't think he would. I just don't think you're talking about Jeff Sessions, whether he would do it or not, right?
Well, you know, it's been mentioned to him. I've heard him on air several times. You know, he just doesn't have the votes, you know.
He doesn't have the votes, but he, you know what, one thing about Sessions that I do like, you know, is that he sticks to his guns.
He is not,
whether you think he's ridiculous on some things or you like him 80%, it doesn't matter. He is who he is. I mean,
like
that's
Reagan.
It. Yep, he's not gonna fall down in a different direction. You know what you're getting.
And that's what this country needs, not a crybaby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we need somebody that's gonna stand up for, you know, American values. You know, you did mention the recent death, but you missed Shorty. You know, he was with 40 years with the Grand Opry. He passed away too.
Yeah, that's sad.
And I kind of have a sad news. I lost my grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you close to your grandmother?
Oh, yes. I've got several pictures. She's one of the original settlers in Nebraska.
And is that right?
Oh, yeah. You can't drive down 161 from Nebraska all the way down to Dallas there, and I don't have family that's farmers.
Wow, how cool is that? Do you know where in Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to keep that, you know, a little private. But it's, you know, she went through the Dust Bowl, which is what's kind of upsetting. You've heard recently this white privilege?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard it. Realizing she passed away, I'm sitting here saying, how privileged were they?
Oh, the Dust Bowl was horrific. Just Google it if you don't know. It was terrible.
Kim Burns did a movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
And just see how privileged the white were during that period of time.
Man, that was bad.
And now you know Ward Bond, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's where she's from.
Wow.
And there's a reference to the movie Rio Bravo.
Uh-huh.
The Swede.
Uh-huh.
her family's basically loosely based off of the sweet.
Oh, you're kidding. You know, I lived in Nebraska when I first got out of school, and I loved it. I loved living there. I lived, the people were such salt of the earth people. And you know what? It's funny you say the thing about farmers, because everybody that I talked to was a farmer. They took me out and they explained things to me about the farm, big farms and all kinds of farms, and, you know, had me in the back of their tractor trailers. I was doing TV, and I ate a thing called, it was popular there, called runzas, where it's like cabbage and beef in a roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's cool. Several old dishes, but my grandmother was famous for pickling. And one of her, my favorite pickles, which is popular out in the West, but not on the East, is the lime pickle. It's hot, but yet it's sweet.
Really?
You taste the sweetness, and then it burns your mouth.
Wow.
But she was famous for pickling, and I still got her from the 1860s antique clay pickling pots.
Wow.
But,
cool.
You know, it's just sad that, you know, we're seeing this reverse racism, you know, coming out now, you know, because several Americans, I don't care whether it's East, Middle, South, whatever, you know, this white privilege, it don't exist. What made this country is hardworking people.
You know, it's interesting. You wonder, you think of the different perspectives, and we know, Grimm, that there is racism, there was racism, but the problem is now everybody's so quick to label everything, including, like you say, white privilege, when you can point to the Dust Bowl. I can point to my family getting off of boats, desperately going through Ellis Island to escape the potato famine, and what they went through, and there was no privilege to be had, certainly there, or growing up through the ranks in Philadelphia or New Jersey, you know, so that's the problem with the labeling. Yes, there are people that are in certain classes that could throw that label out, but the problem is painting the broad strokes, and that's what I don't understand, thanks, Grimm, of what we're doing here in the United States. If we're opening this up, why, I mean, and maybe this is just so naive on my part, but why can't we just be Americans? It's like the, you know, it's like the old Rodney King thing. Can't we just all get along? Why are we in this situation where progress has eluded us in these areas? Is it deep-seated feelings, things that have been passed on? I'm sure there is some of that from other generations. Is there character assassinations when there shouldn't be character assassinations? You know, you could talk about this in a zillion different ways, and you can have panels all over the country, and you would get different answers across the board. I am so certain of it. Mario Cuomo passes away. His famous speech, some of you won't like it because he went after Ronald Reagan, but you'll hear that coming up next on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, we're making the final turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing you and yours a successful, happy, and peaceful, healthy as well. That's always important, right? 2015. So the current governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, the son of Mario Cuomo, was inaugurated for a second term as governor of New York on the same day, rather, that his father died of heart failure at the age of 82. Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, was a three-time governor of the state of New York. And he was a progressive kind of politician, but he was a politician that had friends on both sides of the aisle, even though he would be considered incredibly liberal. Here's what some people had to say today about his passing. Bill Clinton said, "Saddened by the passing of Mario Cuomo, a passionate public servant and the embodiment of the American dream." Bill de Blasio, the embattled New York mayor, said, "Tonight, New York has lost a giant. Mario Cuomo was a man of unwavering principle who possessed a compassion for humankind that was without equal. Michael Bloomberg, former New York mayor, said today, "I was saddened to hear we lost one of America's most eloquent voices for liberalism and one of the most important figures in modern New York politics." Chuck Schumer said today the New York family lost one of its great sons. Prayers to all who knew and loved Mario. So there were lots of Democrats who chimed in, but so did the Republicans. George Pataki, who beat Cuomo the last time he ran for governor, like 1988. He said, "Our deepest condolences on the passing of Governor Cuomo, a proud son of immigrants, possessed of a soaring intellect and a great New Yorker." Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, said, "Our country and our region lost a giant today with the passing of Governor Mario Cuomo. He was a strong, eloquent leader who loved New York and its people. As an Italian-American, he was also a role model for future generations that anything was possible through hard work and education." And Larry King, talk show host, said, "So saddened by Mario Cuomo's death. He was my first guest on Larry King Live and one of the brightest men ever. He was a great American life." Mario Cuomo was like a quote machine. You know, when he gave speeches, people paid attention to what he had to say. And he had this to say when he was at the big Democratic convention in the mid-'80s. And he kind of went after Reagan and saw the tide turning. And here's what he said.
"Please allow me to skip the stories and the poetry and the temptation to deal in nice but vague rhetoric. Let me instead use this valuable opportunity to deal immediately with the questions that should determine this election and that we all know are vital to the American people. 10 days ago, President Reagan admitted that although some people in this country seem to be doing well nowadays, others were unhappy, even worried about themselves, their families, and their futures. The president said that he didn't understand that fear. He said, 'Why, this country is a shining city on a hill.' And the president is right. In many ways, we are a shining city on a hill. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. A shining city is perhaps all the president sees from the portico of the White House and the veranda of his ranch, where everyone seems to be doing well. But there's another city. There's another part to the shining city. The part where some people can't pay their mortgages, and most young people can't afford one. Where students can't afford the education they need, and middle-class parents watch the dreams they hold for their children evaporate. In this part of the city, there are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Even worse, there are elderly people who tremble in the basements of the houses there. And there are people who sleep in the city streets, in the gutter, where the glitter doesn't show. There are ghettos where thousands of young people without a job or an education give their lives away to drug dealers every day. There is despair, Mr. President, in the faces that you don't see, in the places that you don't visit, in your shining city. In fact, Mr. President, this is a nation. Mr. President, you ought to know that this nation is more a tale of two cities than it is just a shining city on a hill."
All right, so that was Cuomo, who, you know, is widely quoted, as I mentioned, and incredibly popular. But you think of the year that was 84, and who the candidate was who ran against him, and that would be Walter Mondale. And Reagan carried 49 of 50 states. He became only the second presidential candidate to do that after Nixon's win in the 72 presidential election. And so what Cuomo was attacking was the thing that Reagan won on, the people economically felt really, really strong. In fact, what's interesting is Reagan's electoral votes, he had 525 electoral votes. It's the highest total ever received by a presidential candidate, right? In fact, it's like fourth by percentage-wise electoral votes for that. Wow. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you have to go back to, for higher, like crazy high, Franklin D. Roosevelt in the 30s and like 36. And Mondale had 13 electoral votes. It was the second fewest ever by a second place candidate. So that was a resounding thump. Reagan was incredibly popular if you go back and you think of that. But Cuomo was very, very popular as the governor of New York City. He absolutely was. He was the bootstrapper guy, as has been described in what some people have said about Cuomo, who struggled, had a family that immigrated, and, you know, he rose through the ranks and showed that it was possible to certainly to do that. There was another loss, I think, that's significant in a much different world, and that's ESPN's Stuart Scott. And Stuart Scott was diagnosed with cancer in 2007, so he really was fighting cancer for a long time. And he decided to take as much positivity that he could on that journey. And he went and talked to a lot of people who had cancer and gave them a lot of hope. And he died at the age of 49 after 7 years. And he was a huge sports anchor for ESPN, and ESPN was a game changer in the world of sports and cable television. You know, you go to Connecticut in the middle of nowhere, plop up some satellite dishes, and voila, they're off. And ESPN was in every home, was all over the place eventually. And he worked for ESPN for 21 years. He had all kinds of catchphrases, probably most known for "Booyah." He would say "Booyah" on the air, and he's a guy that you know, he did the thing that you do in radio or television, and got out of school and went to a couple of different markets and kind of moved his way up. He was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Florence, South Carolina, and was in Orlando and whatnot. But he was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2007, and had done chemotherapy and done everything he could do. And he, you know, so he lost that battle at the age of 49. And a lot of ESPN people have come out to say things about him and talk about how he, you know, fought the cancer and what a difference maker he was. And he was well liked by, you know, so many of his colleagues. So it's been a crazy tail end of 2014, and then it was then swinging into the new year to these two that I mentioned, obviously very well-known names, Cuomo, and from the sports world, certainly Stuart Scott. And speaking of the sports world, some of you might have been watching the playoff games, because, you know, we do that nail the score thing. We had four playoff games. We had nobody who nailed the score. In fact, almost everybody picked the Steelers. The Steelers and Baltimore tangled in a very big wild card matchup and what's become a big rivalry. And Baltimore wins that battle 30-17. Wow, 30-17. It wasn't the only game. The capper on Sunday was the Dallas Cowboys beating the Detroit Lions 24-20. So they move on to meet the Green Bay Packers. You had Indianapolis, the Colts, beating the Bengals 26-10. And then Carolina, for those of you listening to us in that area, I know a lot of people were asking me just randomly about the Panthers, and the Panthers get to host another game. And they beat Arizona 27-16. So it was the end of the wild card weekend. Like I said, the capper was Dallas winning in the couple of minutes left. 3 and change, winning 24-20. Stay with us. Our final segment for this hour coming up around the bend.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Another edition of We Can Count. I love when they say, seven. I didn't do that very well. All right. So, topping We Can Count. Can you believe it? Five times. Is that the charm? Sylvester Stallone announces that there is going to be another Rambo. It will be the final Rambo, but he's doing a Rambo. So, he's going to fight another day. You got to think about this. Rambo, the very first Rambo was 1982. And somehow, they were very popular in the 80s. Somehow it finds its audience. Yeah, so there was even a cartoon series. He had a couple of films in the late 80s. There was 2008 Rambo. So Stallone knows how to milk it. 68 years old. He's going to play in this fifth installment of Rambo. He's also going to play, if you think about this, because he played Rocky Balboa, right? He's going to play Rocky Balboa in this upcoming movie, Creed, right? It's supposed to be released in 2016. Man, I guess you just have to keep in shape. If you're Sylvester Stallone, you never know when you might be back playing a role that you played in the 80s, because he seems to do it the best. He seems to keep getting these things that come back around for him. All right, how about this? Do you ever take a trip and you look at this thing called TripAdvisor because you want to get a cheap hotel, but it's going to be awesome because you're going to read the reviews everybody writes about it? Well, TripAdvisor is all about reviews, and, you know, all about getting good reviews and blah, blah, blah. But how about this? Antitrust officials in Italy decided that they were going to slap the site with a huge fine, $611,000 for unfair trade activity and misleading consumers. So now TripAdvisor is shocked. They get that suit, that lawsuit, or then they have to pay this fine. Okay, here's the fine, or we're going to file a suit. And they decided that they're going to accuse the Italian Competition Authority of being out of touch. They say that the ruling is unreasonable, and they think that TripAdvisor is a force for good, both for consumers and the hospitality industry. So it'll be interesting to see where this ends up. TripAdvisor has been around since the year 2000. And they say they're the world's largest travel website, that they get millions of reviews from tons of people that are, using it, use the site. And then they say what they see when they encounter whatever XYZ hotel and warn people away from certain hotels, that kind of thing. And how about that? I think there's a good chance they won't pay that fine. I'm just thinking. But maybe not. You know, it's internationally, it could be a little bit different. These are all things to pay attention to when you're talking about the World Wide Web. This is a big deal because Louie Gohmert of Texas has joined forces with Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida to say that they don't want to see Boehner as the Speaker of the House again this upcoming session. He says he's running because a recent poll showed that 60% of those who voted Republican in the midterm elections did it because they want a different speaker. They want a change of pace. 25% of them said they won't vote for a Republican 2016 if there isn't a change. And Gohmert says they need to get back to appropriating and going through regular committee processes so every representative from both parties would have a chance to participate in the process, and you don't have a dictator running things, meaning they're complaining about the way you get the Speaker of the House, that it just shouldn't be, okay, I'm the Speaker of the House, basically. Typically, you have two candidates, one Dem, one Republican, and usually the majority wins. Usually that happens. So now we'll see when they take this vote, If it's a process that they have to do over and over and over again. It could happen that way. There's enough Republicans who are saying that they will jump off this bandwagon. They'll jump off of it. This is an interesting story that I saw with a crazy number. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican. In fact, I just saw this, that the EPA rules, since the president has taken office in 2009, they say are 43 times longer than the Bible. I want to meet the person who has read all the rules. To me, that's the biggest problem with this. The biggest problem with anything that's out there is that has to do with legislation or things that affect us are the biggest problem is the fact that nobody has the time to go through it. It's just like the Affordable Care Act. Why don't we have waiting times? Why don't we take really big issues and that's going to become where the focus is. So some other things have to go in the back burner, but it's only because you have people actually reading the bills that they're voting on and not getting the highlights, the cliff notes. But that's what happens because there's not enough time. There's so much going on, there's not enough time to do it. Pope Francis named 20 new cardinals from around the world to the very top of what you would call the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church. 15 that can now enter a conclave to choose his successor after his death or resignation. It's the second time he's put his stamp on the direction he wants the church to move in. He named 19 cardinals a year ago. They have an installation ceremony that's known as the princes, plural, of the church consistory of the Vatican on February 14th. The new cardinals, under age 80, come from Italy, France, Portugal, Ethiopia, New Zealand, Vietnam, Mexico, Thailand, Uruguay, Spain, Panama, Cape Verde, and Tonga. 9 of them come from countries in the developing world. How about that? A spokesperson at the Vatican says the Pope doesn't feel chained to the tradition that major cities around the world should automatically have cardinals to lead them. Yeah, he definitely moves to a different drum, doesn't he? That's why I like him. How about this? This story, if you lived in this country, would really make you fume, right? France's 75 super tax quickly disappeared. It was a policy of the French president François Hollande, the super tax on top earners. It's now in its final weeks because there was lots of controversy over what's happened since they've had this tax. The policy expires on February 1st, and it was only ever slated to last 2 years, and for months they've declared it wouldn't be renewed. The tax had been watered down till it was barely a shadow of what it was supposed to be. France's top court declared the tax unconstitutional, saying the original plan to actually levy the tax on all individuals earning 1 million euros or 1.2 million just would not work. So instead, they came back with a version that made companies pay the 75% rate for a portion of employees' salaries above the million euro ceiling. Remember the actor Gerard Depardieu, who said, "I'm leaving France because of the tax," and he took up Russian citizenship, and he only paid 6% tax in his new house, and he said how ridiculous it was. French football clubs said the tax made it difficult to even get any top talent. They had all kinds of problems because of the crazy tax, and now suddenly it's just dropping off the books. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Send me your thoughts on anything. We're open 24/7, baby. AmericaTonight.net.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.